Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Berkeley University, boy, that was a site of some real strong protests back in the 60s and early 70s. And it's kind of fascinating to see the parallel of the major protest back in the 60s and early 70s was anti-war protesting, protesting against the war in Vietnam, protest against the government. And that's what these protests are. They're anti-war protest, and they're essentially demanding for a ceasefire. We'd all like to see that. And they're standing up for Palestine. Free Palestine Camp is one of the groups that's protesting at Berkeley. Former President Donald Trump is condemning the anti-Israel protesters as a disgrace that are all Biden's fault. And he said that going into court today. So, yeah, it's a big deal, and the pro-Palestinian protests are impacting some major American universities.
Columbia University has canceled in-person classes while the university seeks to cool down tensions, with large crowds of protesters outside its gates. The president of New York's Columbia University says the Middle East conflict is terrible, but there cannot be one group dictating terms on the campus and trying to disrupt graduation and other events. A rabbi urged hundreds of Jewish students on the eve of the start of Passover to leave their campus for safety. Meanwhile, in Connecticut, several dozen protesters have been arrested at Yale University, and the University of Southern California canceled a planned commencement speech by a valedictorian who publicly supports the Palestinian cause. I'm Jackie Quinn.
This Columbia University professor is very concerned about what he's seeing on his campus.
I care about all the students, whether you're Jewish, Muslim, Asian, and I think it's disruptive for everybody to have, this kind of hate speech going on. It's sending a terrible message to the rest of the world about Columbia.
And this Yale University student says the protests have a specific goal.
The core of the protesters' message is that Yale must divest from war manufacturing, an institution that's dedicated to creating community and academic excellence, that has no place funding a war machine that spreads across the entire globe.
This sounds exactly like the protesters in the late 60s and early 70s. Exactly. I mean, exactly the same ideology. I mean, it's like a repeat. And I think it's very ironic that the generation that was protesting back then, the baby boomers, the anti-establishment generation, as they were known as, they're the establishment today. This ACLU attorney, Ben Wisner, is dealing with the war protest, and he says that these are some of the hardest decisions that college administrations have to deal with.
They have a responsibility, and in public universities, a legal responsibility, to ensure that people can express their views, even very, very offensive views. But they also need to protect students from targeted harassment threats and intimidation. You should understand that tensions and emotions are high, that students are looking for an outlet for those emotions and for their strongly held political views. And if the protests are peaceful and if they're not disrupting campus life, we would say calling the police should be the last resort.
You know, I just find this really fascinating. I mean, I was kind of young at the time and innocent, but I kind of knew what was going on, and I paid a little attention to things back then. But the Vietnam War protesting the government because of the war is very similar to these protests that we're seeing. And for some reason, I'm sensing that protest is just in the air. And I think we're going to see more. And I think we may see other things that are going to be protested. Climate activists. There's a group of climate activists, Climate Defiance, and they're calling for a historic blockade of the congressional baseball game. The annual competition between the Republicans and the Democrats, getting ready for that was when Steve Scalise got shot a few years back. This group is saying that we, society, humanity, are careening into an abyss. The decisions that we make now will reverberate, not for centuries, but for millennia. If we do not act now, boldly and swiftly, millions will die from storms and from starvation. And that is from Climate Defiance, the group that wants a historic blockade of the congressional baseball game. You know, I'm all for peaceful protesting. I'm not for blocking streets. I'm not for blocking entrances to interstates.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.